Amen. How many feel His presence? Put on Exodus 7, verse 1. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh." Are you guys with me? Listen to this. So when I'm going to, there are certain scriptures that we use in the prophetic. We call it tools of the prophetic. I taught many of you, there's certain things that we use where Jesus said, "Don't you know you are God's?" Well, that we are not God, but in our image and our nature, we have been made in the image of God. When you don't have that understanding, you will never walk in your identity. Then Moses said to God, "He cannot talk like me." Okay, are you guys with me? I don't care if you're sitting down and don't like this. Because God wants to do special things for a couple of people. Yes, listen. See, he says, "Okay, Moses, so you don't want to go to do this thing. So, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet." Are you guys with me? This is in our Bible. You can go read it. So, there comes a thing in the prophetic. And, you know, I thank God. And please, I'm not talking like this because I'm funny. I had no voice this afternoon, so I called Morten and Chris. I said, "Listen, you guys are going to have to take the evening." And I think Gerard lost his voice. And so on and so on. So I'll carry on like this till it's gone. So I thank God that I can stand here in 2 years. You know, I might have a lot of people and a lot of people here that's saying, "We are off to the vision," but there's a difference between people who are standing for your vision and those who are standing for you. I don't think there's a lot of those here, which means if I say, "Let's close down here," and I say to those that are supposed to be for me and say, "Let's go to Bronkhorstspruit or Nelspruit and America and go start a church," or a lot of people will stand for your vision. Few will stand with you. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, he said that Timothy is like-minded to him. He has no one else like Timothy. Everybody else is, and Paul is saying, he said, every other minister is in their own vision for their own selfish ambitions. And then he says, but there's only one who is like-minded. It's Timothy. And if we can understand sonship, we'll understand the importation. Are you guys with me? The way the kingdom is going to be taken is by importation. The devil is after your offspring. When King David was a shepherd's boy and the lion came to take a lamb, the Bible says he went after the lion and he opened the mouth of the lion to take out the lamb. Please know that the lion never took the sheep. He took a lamb, an offspring of the sheep. The devil is looking to see, are you birthing sons or daughters? Are you importing into people? And he attacks that. Are you guys with me? So I was, as I was standing, I was thinking, and we didn't really prepare. I think I told Morten an hour before, "Come to my house, we'll do this." Okay. So the message that we're going to do tonight, just have some water. The message we'll do tonight is, and it's going to be short, but listen, this is a revelation. I was speaking to Pastor Mark in the week as my spiritual father, and about this message. I've never preached it before. But it's a revelation about the ability to impart, to raise up sons that God is going to do. You see, after 2 years of ECC here, Jesus only had 12. Yet, you're still sitting here today. So those 12 were very effective. I think 10 of them backslid. 11 of them, one betrayed him. Another 10 backslid completely after when Jesus went to the cross. When I realized those who have walked with me, it is them that have stayed through the most difficult times with me. There was a time with our ministry. I think we had like 3, people will see this now. And this is only some, okay? That's what we can fit into the building. So, but people didn't see when we were in a house. There was like 3, we were 8, half of them left because they thought Leon is not making it. And we went through such attack that even this, you know, I was preaching this morning and afterwards because of tonight, my voice, I'm not even speaking of just, look, it was just gone. All of a sudden, I couldn't talk. The devil wants to do everything to stop importation. Let me read you. Where is that script? What did we talk about this afternoon? 2 Kings 6 verse. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 23. Listen, I know many of you haven't heard this. Most of you. Is that it? 24. Yes. Okay, are you guys with me? Please stay with us. Those that's going to be... God is going to do something special because we're going to prophesy over people and there's going to be certain importation. Listen, there were people I got to tonight. They didn't look at me. You know, when you move in the spirit, it's like you can grab someone's spirit like this or heat it up when there's true importation. As long as what I say is student, no importation. Or let me say it like this, no inheritance. Let me read this. I want you to stay with me as long as my voice can keep me. 2 Kings 6:23. And it happened after this, listen to this, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. Say with me, famine. I want you to understand this. This was the time of Elisha. The Bible says there was a famine, which means that revelation, if I can say it prophetically, what is happening in this nation, because for years I have seen no importation. An organization is one thing. A kingdom is another thing. That Pastor Marcus, my spiritual father, can say to me, Leon, when I was sent out, an angel came and spoke to us. We sent out into ministry. We planted the church. We got his blessing. And I'm not even speaking to you what we're going to do the next 2-3 years. You'll be foolish if you think this is it. Are you guys with me? That I can take what he's given me for years and I can go into a place, no money, no support, nothing. We didn't even know anybody. We didn't know Marie and Martin, nothing. We just got there. And all of a sudden, people just came to us to establish the kingdom. Where there's true sonship, nothing is impossible. You know, King David, I think it was Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, or King David says, I think King David, he said, my quiver is full. Isaiah, the Prophet Isaiah said, my quiver is full of arrows. It speaks of saying that, my quiver is full of sons or daughters that I can take somebody and say, let's go do that there, and they can do it. Not, you see, if somebody's for your vision, they won't do it. If somebody is for you, like-minded, they think how you think. They do what you do. It's importation. And let me say this. Where there's importation, it's God's approval of that ministry. Where there's no importation, it's God's disapproval. Because he doesn't want that to be extended. Are you guys with me? Where there's importation, it means God is approving and he's saying, I want this to multiply. Where there's no importation, it is God wanting to stop a move. So we are in a time right now where there has been years of famine in South Africa. If you want to see power, I want you to listen to this message, because this is what God is doing after 2 years. It says there was a great famine. And as I was praying, I saw the Spirit of the Lord showing me that there's a great famine in South Africa where there's not much important, nothing really much has happened. And in a famine, listen to this, and indeed, they beseeched it until a donkey's head, say with me, a donkey's head, was sold for 80 shekels of silver. Listen to this, and 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. It says there was such a famine that people paid. In fact, that 5 shekels is equal to $51 today. People would pay $51, that was back then, just for a donkey's head or dove droppings. Are you guys with me? Which means there was a famine and people were malnourished. They were not fed properly. Proper food was kept away from them. Are you guys with me? Listen, and I'll explain to you all why this is happening. Let's go to the next verse. And I'm here to say, this is the Lord, word of the Lord, what God said to me, is that that season is coming to an end. You see? Then, listen to this. This is getting deep. Then, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, say with me, a king. Say wall. A king is not supposed to be on the wall. A watchman is supposed to be on the wall. A king was supposed to be in his place doing his business, leading armies, making decisions, running the country. So the leaders were out of order. They were, the one was trying to do this, the other one was a pastor but trying to be a prophet, and that one is trying to be this and that, and they're doing different things. The leaders is not in place. That is why there was a great famine. Are you guys with me? He was on the wall. A woman cried out to him, water. A woman cried out to him. Saying, help my Lord, O King. Listen to this next verse. And he said, if the Lord does not help you. What? Imagine you come to me and you ask for help and I say, listen, if God is not going to help you, I think you should do this and this. There was no God in this season of, where this is here. If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor, from the wine press. Next verse. Next verse. Then the king said to her, what is troubling you? He couldn't even meet the needs of a normal woman that came to him. And she answered, this woman said, so this woman was answering, speaking about another woman. She said, this woman said to me, give your son that we may eat him today. And we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him. But she has hidden her son. Go back for me. Are you guys with me? So we boiled my son. Listen, this famine was so great that the elders were beginning to eat the young. That if you look in the Church of South Africa, I'm thinking, where is the youth? And churches has begun to eat the young, even me. They tried to wipe me out when I started the ministry, where they were supposed to empower me. If I had one person, one or two people for me in ministry, as ministers, it's a lot. And we see here, because of a famine, revelation was withheld. The leaders was in different places, not standing in their rightful place, not being who God has called them to be. Disorder. And it was such a great famine. They sold donkey's head for how much? That even they began to kill their children, eat them and boil them. Listen, that's a bad situation. Do you know that? I mean, you can sit here and say, I don't believe in God. There's some maybe handful sitting here. The problem is with your statement is that the Bible has been historically proven. So what we're reading here is a historical event. This was happening. And she said, listen, let's eat our children. And the church has taken young people that has tried to rise up and eat them and kill them. When they're just starting off in ministry, the church will do everything to stop them, especially if they're moving in the supernatural or the prophetic. My greatest seasons of anointing, when we were anointed, to now we're playing games. And I was speaking this morning of energy, the energizings of the Holy Spirit, energio, that works with the power of God in us. If you don't understand, get this message this morning. And we were moving in such an energy. People would manifest all over the place. I would just walk into churches that's bigger than this, and demons would begin to manifest because of an energy. And when I moved in that anointing, my brothers and my sisters and those who were in leadership said, let's remove him. Let's destroy him. Of course, I had Pastor Marcus, my spiritual father, with me all the time. And one or two. And I would remember being in the nights. I mean, I was crying. It would be like 2-3 in the morning. Power. Walking in a church, having meetings. You can't even describe it anymore. Listen, I shared this morning on the dimensions of power. And I touched on, how many of you were here this morning? I touched on Kratos. Kratos is a nature, changing the laws of nature. Power. When you move in that power, it looks unbelievable. You will look at somebody and say, they're fake. That's the power that I'm speaking of. Where somebody can try to hit you, but they can't. You're bending the laws of nature. That happens with, we shared this morning, fasting, how to get into the capacity of that, how to get into that. And I remember when I was moving with that thing, there was so much power. I was in one church. It was, I think, a few thousand people. And there was so much power. I mean, chaos. I'm just standing on the stage. I'm just calling people up. People are falling all over the place. One person said, nobody can, not even Benny Hinn, can knock me over. Person with a lot of money. A lot of money. And I said, come. And he walked to the stage. It was like a shield hit them. Power that you cannot deny. Are you guys with me? And it was during those times that my greatest persecution came. But if you calm down and don't move in the anointing, then everybody's happy with you. Are you guys with me? Just dare to step into power and anointing. And I just, you know, I made up my mind years ago that I'm not gonna change because of what people said. God said we plant a church of the supernatural. If, imagine you're sitting in this place. Imagine if just you can be trained up to impart it. I'm not saying you have to go into full-time. No. Just to be energized, move in the supernatural, get gossip and division and these things out. And you move in a place where God is using you. Where I can say, I want this one just, I want you to go start an e-group there or go plant a church there or do this. And they can go in because they sent, number one, but that they trained. Imagine, like I said, Jesus had 12. Imagine us in this place. I don't know how much there's, 400, over 400 tonight. Oh, come on, listen. This lady, this famine was so bad, they destroyed all the young people. They began to eat them. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him. But she has eaten her son. When I read this verse, I heard this with the Lord saying to me, he has hidden a people. Young in heart, young in spirit, like a remnant that has not been taken out, that has not been removed or broken or eaten. But God is saying, I've hidden a people, a portion, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, called out once. Have a seat. God has hidden, and you're going to see something great. Those who are connected with us in their hearts are, you'll see something great. Go to the next verse. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the woman that he tore his clothes. And as he passed by on the wall, the people looked, and there underneath he had sackcloth on his body. Then he said, go do so to me and more also. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him tonight. I'll just stop there. You know, there are seasons in the prophetic. I shared with you last week when we prophesy over somebody. A lot of people think you see a vision here or see a vision there. When you tap really into the prophetic, you stand in front of somebody and you remember a memory of them. And you remember living a life with them. It's the only way I can explain it. It's like all of a sudden you feel you know this person and you remember playing tennis with them, but you don't know them. Now, even as I'm standing, you know, there's moments how I will know that I'm in the will of God, that I can stand here. And I shared with you on deja vu and all this stuff. And even as I'm walking, it was now for about 2 minutes. I'm like, but I've seen this a year ago. I remember reading this scripture to these people. Then he said to me, God, do so more to me also. If the head of Elisha, say with me, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him. This land was in a famine because they attacked prophets. This king was in trouble because he said, if Elisha's head remains on him, may God do so more to me and even more. Many spiritual leaders can lose their spiritual sight and discernment. And they can judge something as not be of God. Let's go to the next verse, let's see. But Elisha was sitting in his house. Say with me, sitting. Number, there's two things here. Three things. Elisha was relaxing. Number two, he was in his house, so he had money. If you even study Jeremiah, you'll see how Jeremiah purchased land. And he would tell people to purchase, or somebody would tell him to purchase land here and there. And as prophets, how these things work. But Elisha was sitting in his house, sitting, which means that he was out of place. He was supposed to be active out there as a prophet. The famine caused disorder. Are you guys with me? And the elders were sitting with him. And the king sent a man ahead of him. But before the messenger came to him, Elisha said to the elders, do you see how this son of a murderer has sent someone to take away my head? Please take note, Elisha never knew about this. He's hearing what the king is saying. He's saying, Elisha, and as the king sent a man ahead of him, but before the messenger of the king could even get to the elders, Elisha said to the people around him, do you see how this son of a murderer has sent someone to take away my head? Look, when the messenger comes, he says, when the messenger of the king comes, a bad messenger, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Are you guys with me? Many ministers are destroyed, especially young ministers who are coming up, by the words and bad messengers, by people speaking negative, accusing. I was speaking to Pastor Mark about this, and I said to him, you know, I've even asked everybody around me just to delete messages. You won't believe how many stuff we get, rotten things. And he said how he was beginning to do that. And he shared the scripture with me. He said the king, Elisha, would even stop a messenger of coming to him. Because as the prophetic, your spirit needs to stay pure. So I don't want to hear that what this one is saying, what that one is saying. Even the congregation, I don't want to hear certain stuff. I have my team most of the time, believe it or not, keeping stuff away from me. Because otherwise, I won't be able to minister to you purely. Are you guys with me? Do you see how this son of... Okay, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold him fast the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? Is not the king close by behind him? And the king was actually right behind with the messenger. Next verse. And while he was still talking with him, there was the messenger coming down to him. And then the king said, surely... So the king also came there with the messenger. Then the king said, surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? This king was useless. Let's go to the next verse. So now we're going to the next chapter. Listen to this. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, say with me tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. What he was saying, he said, listen here, as a prophet, when there was famine, the value of things, even the stock market was low. Donkey's head was sold for $50. And Elisha said, tomorrow, about this time, which is a prophetic language to say anytime from here on forward. He said, I change the value of the stock market. And you will sell these things for so much. And it's you will have nourishment that is affordable. Which means, when I heard this from the Lord saying to me, that the famine that there has been regarding revelation, importation, to bring deliverance to you in South Africa, that tomorrow about this time, when elders would even eat their young people, walk on the wall, be out of place, that tomorrow about this time, you will see change, but a famine is being stopped, and the heavens are rent and open. For this is what the Lord is saying, that from this day on forward, there will be importation like never before. For I will multiply and duplicate myself into people, says the Spirit. For importation, when in this land revelation was, it was a famine. Nothing was happening. No young people rising up. I hear this from the Lord saying, I have hidden sons. I have hidden daughters. I've hidden a select few that is called the remnant that I shall place my spirit upon. And as my spirit will rush upon them, they shall be changed into the other man. For I see that revelation will come upon people here. That many in this place, your eyes will be open, your spirit will be opened, and importation shall come to you. For you shall even see in your houses and family that deliverance will take place. For the Lord is saying that even at encounter, the tangible presence and the glory, for with my voice there is no distance, there is no barrier, there is no culture, there is no barrier, no limitation. For you shall see my word, my voice coming into your house. You will see my word, my voice coming into your life. For I hear this with the Lord saying to me, as 2 years are passing, those who are under this grace, you shall see a double portion, as two, a double portion of importation of miracles. And two always speaks of importation in scripture, for Jesus sent them out two by two, which means once you hit the number two, that's where the Lord is saying, I will begin to break your borders and expand you. For even the people that's in this place tonight, you will go to a higher level spiritually. You'll find your spirit open to revelation, but you will become a duplication, a replication. You will do more, see more, act more, be able to receive more. That would have taken you years because of acceleration. Impartation, acceleration is the ability to give of yourself. It's the ability, when I impart, the word impart means this, to give myself to someone else that they can make me their own. Raise your hands, raise your hands. May the God that has spoken to me to plant this church, that I've seen countless of miracles, that I've seen countless of impossible things, may His presence saturate this place. Every impossibility for you. I hear the Lord speaking to me about some, but just as you're standing like this, every impossibility, every breakthrough you need, may the Lord this night, same God that sent an angel to walk next to me and tell me what to do. Nothing, this thing cannot be made up. By that revelation, that authority, may from this night, as our sacred birthday, finances be changed, families be changed. I even speak and I see how your children will be brought into this place. I see this, the Lord showing me that even those who have sown and those who have given, I hear this, the Lord saying to me, I will not let your sacrifice be given without answering by fire. For you shall see how I will come and answer your house by fire. For there's many, even here now, tonight, that will be raised up by as a fivefold minister. A grace will come upon you, upon your family. You will see apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, even coming out of your house. For the Lord is saying, I'm charging and I'm heating up impartation tonight. For everything that you have sacrificed, everything that you have given, there's an accumulation in heaven that there's about to be an outpouring and a cloud break upon your life. For the Lord is saying that the famine that you've experienced is over. For I'm taking you into a new season, into a new place, into a new time. For the clock has ticked at the midnight hour and a new day is beginning to come. For you shall see a season coming upon your life, a day of your manifestation. For the Lord is saying, this night I'm placing my spirit upon you. And you will walk out of this place knowing God is in this place. You will feel Him upon you like electricity upon you. For this is a sign, even as the Lord said to me, you shall see when the people feel my presence in this place tonight. It is a sign that I'm with you. Raise your hands, raise your hands. Pray with me. Say, Holy Spirit, tonight I receive everything you have for me. Listen, there's such a presence. I cannot stop this.